A big round of applause for the government of St. Kitts this morning. I'll tell you the good news when we come back. We also have reports of a few decomposed bodies off the coast of Carriacou in Grenada. We have a report. And a big question this morning, why are there no nurses at the Point Michel Health Center? Question being asked and posed. We'll try to find out. A lot of questions about that. But we have a stop. There's magic at Fine Foods. We're going to take a stop and find out. Let's do this and come back.
With Fine Foods this Christmas, buying to win with Kitchmix. Spend $20 or more on Kitchmix products for a chance to win a cookware set and one of two Kitchmix hampers worth $200. Draw takes place Thursday, December 30.
Magic and wonder with Fine Foods this Christmas. Magic and wonder with Fine Foods this
Christmas. Let's find out what's going on at Fine Foods this morning. Good morning to you. How are you this morning?
Good morning to you, Matt. I'm doing great. Good morning to the listeners of Q95. Good morning to our customers of Fine Foods, our staff at Fine Foods.
Uh-huh.
We are so happy to be here today to give our customers and listeners and potential customers, of course, all the good news we have for you today with what's happening for Christmas at Fine Foods.
I heard it's magic and wonder.
That's what I was going to say. As you previously mentioned, it's magic and wonder at Fine Foods this Christmas. We have so many promotions going on. We have so many deals going on. We have everything great for you.
Uh-huh.
So I am here today to let you know what we have going on.
Okay, let's find out right after this, Dominica, right after this.
Magic and wonder with Fine Foods this Christmas. Buying to win with Kitchmix. Spend $20 or more on Kitchmix products for a chance to win a cookware set and one of two Kitchmix hampers worth $200. Draw takes place Thursday, December 30.
Magic and wonder with Fine Foods this Christmas.
All right, first of all, tell us who you are. Everybody wants to know who they're listening to at this time.
My name is Rosmond. I am a brand coordinator at Fine Foods. So basically what I do is manage the brands, tell you what about the brand, what we have in stock, what's coming, and everything to do with the brands that we have at Fine Foods.
All right. So tell us what's going on with the wonder and magic.
What we have going on right now at present with our snacks, we have our crackers, we have our sweet biscuits, that's our Cremical line of biscuits. We have a buy one, get one free. So you buy one case of our Cremical Rio Vanilla biscuits, our Cremical Family biscuits, the Cremical Original cracker, our Cremical Cheese Baked cracker, Cremica Veggie Baked Cracker. You buy one case of any one of these at $20 and you get the second case free. So that is a deal that is amazing.
Repeat that again.
So for our Cremica crackers, we have it in veggie, we have the original, we have it cheese, and they are all baked crackers. And we also have another type. It's an original cracker. This one is not baked, but it's also a cracker. And then we have our Rio Vanilla. It's a chocolate cream-filled biscuit. And the Family Biscuit. It's a large size pack of biscuits. So it's plain sweet biscuits. We have those, a case at $20, and you get a second case free of charge. Now that promotion is only available at our distribution center in Jimmitt. That is correct.
All right, we're going to come back, Dominica. A lot of excitement and Fine Foods.
Magic and wonder with Fine Foods this Christmas. Buying to win with Kitchmix. Spend $20 or more on Kitchmix products for a chance to win a cookware set and one of two Kitchmix hampers worth $200. Draw takes place Thursday, December 30.
Magic and wonder.
Brands found in Dominica.
We're fine for this Christmas.
It's 5 by 5 with Anchor cheese this Christmas. This Christmas, you can buy any 3 Anchor 250-gram cheddar cheese for only $20. Yes, you save $5. You can also get a chance to win 1 of 5 hampers for over the span of 5 weeks. So enter the draw. Simply buy any 3 Anchor cheddar cheese. Write your name and number at the back of the receipts and drop it in the boxes at Fine Foods retail stores. Win a $200 hamper every week for 5 weeks with Anchor cheese. Anchor cheese, distributed by Fine Foods, the biggest distributor of the biggest brands found in Dominica. Promotion runs from now until December 24th. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Dominica, we're back with Fine Foods. Tell us all about the other excitement taking place at Fine Foods.
And there's always more excitement going on at Fine Foods this Christmas, because this Friday, yes, you heard right, this Friday, we will be having a magic hour at our distribution center in Jimmit.
Okay.
Now, as it states, it's just for 1 hour, where our customers will get up to 50% off selected purchases. So all you have to do is between 10:30 and 11:30 a.m. on Friday, come on down to our distribution center in Jimmit, where you will get up to 50% off your purchase.
You say 50%, 50.
Up to 50. So we have that discount going on purchases of our Colado. We have our Blue Waters. Now with Blue Waters, we have a new size. It's 710 ml.
Okay.
So where we had the 650, you get a bigger bottle, so you get more value for your money.
So and that's all 50% off?
Up to 50%.
50%. Okay, I get you.
Yes. And then we have that on also the Fat Boy Coconut Water. Mm-hmm. We have that on Basmati Rice. We have that on our DIT Insecticide.
Okay.
And also on Bip Dishwashing Liquid. So these are just a few of the products that we have available. Up to 50% off at our distribution center between 10:30 and 11:30 a.m. on Friday. So customers, please take advantage of that great deal. Come on down to our distribution center on Friday for our magic hour. So this is all part of our magic and wonder promotion for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Where, as always, Fine Food takes care of our customers. You are our number one supporters, so we are giving back to you for supporting us throughout the year.
All right. It seems clear that Santa is coming to the ghetto there from Fine Foods this Christmas.
That's correct.
Santa Claus, do you ever come to the ghetto?
Oh, it appears that Fine Foods is coming to the ghetto.
Santa Claus, do you ever wonder why we suffer so? Santa Claus, will you ever come to the ghetto?
It's clear that you are going to the ghetto this year.
Yes, we are.
All right. So what else is going on?
So customers, don't forget, we still have our promotions going on our Anchor cheese. We still have 2 more hampers to give away.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you spend $20 on our 250-gram Anchor cheese cheddar, and then you get a chance to win a hamper. We have 2 more to give away. So you save $5, and then you still get a chance to win the hamper. Also on our Kitch Mix products, which is our cooking line of our seasonings, we have our essence for baking. We also have sorrel concentrate in that line. You get a chance to win, when you spend $20, a cookware set and also 1 of 2 hampers. And we have our clean and white bleach. So when you buy 2 bottles of 475 ml bleach, you get a chance to win a fully loaded washing machine, $500 shopping voucher, and a laundry hamper. So it's just deals and deals and deals going on at Fine Foods. And don't forget to check our Facebook page for everything that we have going on, plus what's to come. So there are lots more in store for the Christmas. We are just saying thank you, and thank you for supporting us throughout the year at Fine Foods.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you ever wonder why we suffer so? Santa Claus, will you ever come? come to the ghetto.
It's buy wave anchor cheese this Christmas. This Christmas, you can buy any three anchor 250-gram cheddar cheese for only $20. Yes, you save $5. You can also get a chance to win one of five hampers for over the span of 5 weeks. So enter the draw. Simply buy any three anchor cheddar cheese. Write your name and number at the back of the receipts and drop it in the boxes at Fine Foods retail stores. Win a $200 hamper every week for 5 weeks with Anchor Cheese. Anchor Cheese, distributed by Fine Foods, the biggest distributor of the biggest brands found in Dominica. Promotion runs from now until December 24th. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, we now have an open line, huh? A big applause there for the government of St. Kitts. This is the news that everybody's clapping about. Listen to this.
And many of them were on the front line, and many of them were also on the back lines. In this regard, my government has determined that all civil servants on the islands of St. Kitts and Nevis will, before Christmas 2021, receive a double salary pension.
You heard that, a double salary for the people of St. Kitts. All public officers will receive a double salary before Christmas. Wow. Also had some news this morning out of Grenada, the Carriacou area, little island in the Grenadines. News from the police there that a few bodies were found decomposed. The police are investigating. Here's a report there from GBN News.
The boat, which was retrieved and towed to Havieville by the Grenada Coast Guard, contained seven decomposed adult male bodies. Officer in charge of the Community Relations Department, ACP Trevor Rodney, explained.
Officers were notified by civilian persons of a boat that is located close to Carriacou and would have sighted that boat, went close to the boat and observed what appears to be partly decomposed bodies, human beings in that boat. And of course, the officers responded, Coast Guard together with Carriacou police officers.
In speaking to GBN, ACP Rodney said items found aboard the vessel will be used to determine the origin of the vessel and its occupants.
We found certain devices on that boat, cell phones, and the GPS device that we, of course, analyze and help us to identify possible location from where that boat came. They were in that unusually looking boat, not one that we normally see within our areas, and under what appears to be algae, barnacles of growing on the boat that can indicate that boat has been in the water for some time.
The cause of death will be determined by a post-mortem, which is expected to take place as soon as the bodies arrive in Grenada.
It's 8:49, 8:50. It's a few seconds there. Somebody reports there that St. Kitts has been doing extremely well. As a matter of fact, they are no longer referred to as a developing state for world economic purposes. They are considered a developed state. Their GDP per capita is well over $17,000. They currently have well over 80% of their population vaccinated, way above the US, soon to obtain herd immunity. So overall, the country has done extremely well. That's a way for saying thank you to the civil servants and the frontline workers who helped make all this happen. Visionary leadership in action. The U.S. has several stimulus packages to its citizens. Where we are with folks hesitant to take vaccines in Dominica and the damn economy still on the roller coaster ride. Why are people refusing to get vaccinated? Harris is in government for 6 years, or 7 years ago, and the Labour Party is in government for 21 years in Dominica, and Skerrit is the Prime Minister for 17 years. What a shame, somebody's saying here on a WhatsApp message. Let's go. More telephone calls. A double bubble. For the island of St. Kitts. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm here.
Well, we have to thank our own Dr. Thompson Fountain for helping that country, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
When the economy was failing, Dr. Thompson Fountain, I think he helped them a lot, Matt, in stabilizing things. That's why we need Dr. Thompson Fountain in Dominica. When it was to give tear gas and bullets, Mr. Harris helped Skerrit in sending down his people to Dominica to give Dominicans tear gas and bullets around election time. He now should sit down and negotiate. Tell Skerrit, man, you should do better by your people. And I don't see, the man didn't mention nothing about vaccine when he spoke at his thing yesterday or the day before yesterday. Nothing was mentioned. The man said he was going to give his people double bubble.
But you know, I'm not saying that, but you know 80% of the people in St. Kitts have been vaccinated.
But that wasn't mentioned in the...
I'm saying 80%, just to make note of that. 80% of the people in St. Kitts, so they can almost return to normalcy.
Yeah, but that was the reason why he gave his people that money. He giving people double bubble, so that shouldn't come in there at all this morning, Matt.
Well, it's not me. It's a text message I read there from St. Kitts itself.
All right, Matt.
Okay.
Matt, on another note, mm-hmm. Matt, demanded well by his people all during COVID. He gave his people good bonus, good money, good thing to help them develop back themselves, Matt. We didn't get nothing, but it was good for Skerrit and him to send down people to kill our people in Dominica, but he wouldn't see it. Good to sit down with Skerrit and tell Skerrit, bro, you're doing wrong by your people. Help your people better than that. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
All right, somebody saying, oh, Lord. Matt, you have jokes. Double salaries? You can't even get one stimulus package? Oh, God. I would be vexed if I live there. 4493095. So double salary there, yes, for the month of December before Christmas. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Yes, good morning, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Matt, I observe you like making statements for vaccine.
But I made it very, very clear, I support vaccines.
And when people with different opinion state their own, you're saying you don't want the discussion.
No, that's not true at all. You can express yourself anyway, but when somebody opposes you, I would hope that you accept it as well. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello, 449. 96 and 97. I support vaccine. I've made it very abundantly clear. I support science. 855. I won't cut you off if you talk about you know supporting vaccine. It's your opinion, but I can tell you what I support, and you have to respect it as well. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Hi. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
How are you doing, my brother? How are you doing?
You advocate for barrels, duty-free barrels for Christmas last year. Why not this year?
What's that?
You advocate for duty-free and barrels last year. You should do it for Christmas this year.
Yeah, of course. I support duty-free and barrels, but it's not my decision. I'm not in any anywhere close to government circles, my brother. So if I say that and they react, that'd be a good thing for Dominica. So government people are asking for, you know, some ease on barrels this year. Are you happy now? All right, thank you. I must have a lot of power there, huh? Government will choose to listen or not. But I said last year, you know, I think we should be given some ease. And I still believe that this year. But that's not my decision to make. Hello, 449-3095-96 and 97. 856. Hello.
Morning, Matt.
How are you doing?
Pretty fine.
All right.
Lately, I went to Layu when I was walking from Layu to St. Joseph.
Uh-huh.
And I remember in the Labour Party speech, they said that they're going to put a boulevard in St. Joseph. So many years and up to now, nothing has been done. What's going on?
A boulevard in St. Joseph?
Yes, they talk about it in their meeting.
Okay.
You mean
before the election or after the election?
Before the election.
Okay.
And up to now, nothing has been done. I said, but what's going on? Because I was walking under the cliff, and I said, Papa, bonjour, if I soon come down, I dare it. And the road is just too bad day in that area. Yeah? So something needs to be done about it as well.
You mean from St. Joseph to Layu? Is that what you're talking
yes.
about? Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Under the cliff when you're going. Yes.
Yes, okay. So, I don't know if I heard. I don't know if I heard that, but that would be a good thing there for Layu and the people of St. Joseph?
It has been said, trust me.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Mm-hmm. All right, 449-3095-96 and 97. Hello? Foreigners have been brought before the court for illegal entry into the Nature Isle. We have this report there from Ronaldo Luke, who have been covering the courts.
Five Polish nationals and three Swedes who pleaded guilty to illegal entry into Dominica were fined and paid $2,000 to the court before their departure from the country. According to the charge of the police, on December 5, 2021, the non-nationals entered the country at Salisbury, which is not an approved port of entry. The facts of the case stated, the foreigners were traveling to Grenada from St. Martin on a yacht when the captain docked the vessel at a Salisbury bay known as Bernard. They all disembarked and proceeded onto the island. The Coast Guard was summoned to the area, where the eight foreigners were arrested and escorted to a Portsmouth quarantine facility and tested for COVID-19. They all produced negative results, and after a five-day isolation period, they were released into police custody for investigation into the matter. At the conclusion of the investigation, the Customs and Excise Division instituted a charge against the captain of failing to report to the Customs and Excise area and took him before the Comptroller of the Customs. He was fined $6,000, which he paid forthwith. Additionally, they were jointly charged with illegal entry and appeared before Magistrate Hansel Valerie in the Rosa Magistrate Court earlier this week. At the hearing, Attorney at Law Kondwani Williams and Tihani B. Hanjin mitigated on their behalf. Magistrate Valerie later imposed a fine of $2,000 to be paid forthwith or in default 3 months imprisonment. The fines were paid and the non-nationals subsequently left Dominica.
All right, thank you, Ronaldo Look, freelance journalist there with that report. Ronaldo Look. They were each fined $2,000. Good job there, Ronaldo. Good job. I saw another report there from your twin sister from the Sun newspaper investigating. The secrecy behind the big building there. Another big report. Shoot for the skies, ladies. Shoot for the skies. The twin sisters. Doing very well. Hi, talk to me in the reporting world. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm not feeling so jockey today, no?
You're not feeling well? What's wrong? Oh, okay.
But, Matt, all of us need something, you know. I need a ease of, you know, something. It means that go down to from 15% on VAT and put to 10%. Matt, every living person in Dominica need something, eh, Matt? I'm not trying to say nothing. This guy will have no face. Matt, you're not talking?
I'm here.
Matt, everybody needs something off. Matt, once you're not getting things, Matt, every living Dominican needs something off. Take out the VAT from 15, put it to 10. And Matt, you know, I just called you to tell you something. I feel so kind of way this morning when I heard we had a kind of death from Marigot. She is Cheryl Abraham, Matt. And I know the family very well. It's a close-knit family. I really felt it this morning. She's the last of her many sisters and brothers. Matt, I just want to tell the family to hold strong. I want to tell them that I love them, and I want to tell them that God is in control. Matt, so many young people going, I don't know what to say. It took me like by a storm last night when I heard that. Anyway, tell them I love them. Matt, I love you. I love everybody. Marlene, Lucille, Blue, Blessing, Copel, everybody. Good morning. Love Dominica. Bye-bye, Matt.
All right. Thank you. It's always important to say I love you, huh? You might be seeing the present for the last time. 449-3095, the way people are dying these days. 449-3095-96 and 97. Hello, yes?
Yes, Matt.
My sister Marlene, how you doing, my girl lollipop?
Lollipop, nothing like sister. Your girl lollipop.
Okay, darling.
Right,
okay.
Darling.
Okay.
Matt, first of all, I want to say good morning to Nurse Darampe, and I want to tell her, speak, my sister, speak, and your soul shall be healed. That's a slang years ago. We have, right? You don't have to be afraid to talk, right, about increase. Everything going up, my brothers and my sisters, ladies and gentlemen, imagine that gas go up, Matt. Gas was $20, $40, just so it might go up for $50. A roll of toilet paper from $2 and change go up to $3 and change. Matt, I'm not there to insult anybody, attack anybody. I speak my mind out, my own words, my own version, in my own meditation. Matt, the Prime Minister, Honorable Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt said, I'm not greedy, I'm not avish. He said they would increase the social security. It was said in a piece of news on DBS. It was said on Anu Palais or whatever it is it is named on the 1st of September. And up to that day in December, right? Nothing. I don't see nothing. It's just the flat salary, the flat social security. Right? He that say that is not me or the president. Right? The president, Janice Jajak, she's doing a fantastic job. I cannot complain about her. Right? Matt, what I have to say, Matt, everything in that country, Matt, going up, Matt, nothing like salary. Look at pension. How many years it have people that pension? And I was talking for pension people to increase pension people's salary. And I got blows on the other radio station with three women. All of them were my friend. And it's one of them that tell me since the time of Miss Charles, they give a pension. And people that met me, official people, say, Marlene, thank you for fighting for us for the increase. I'm not there to insult anybody. I'm not there to attack anybody, Matt. Matt, I want to another subject, please. The people and them on the vessel, they were very unlucky. Others go through, and they were very honest to plead guilty. That is why they charged them $2,000 and the captain $6,000. That was very nice of them, because when you go and say you're not guilty, it's a hallelujah case that going, and they sing. Least but not last, Matt, I call in on the Commission of Police respect, Mr. Blackmore respect, and the Prime Minister, my brother, have a meeting with the policemen. Educate the policemen. Tell them they must respect women. It had a scenario that happened in Tomlet yesterday. And Matt, it's a shame and a disgrace. The police was wrong. And he called CID and a van load come as though the woman killed. She's still in the line. The woman is outside, you know. And then they choose three people to go inside. So she go inside. When she go inside, the police telling her, come outside and put in the elderly person. From the time the elderly man come, no name, no warrant, the man come, take the man, make the man have a seat, and take the bill in his hand and pay it for him. Because he want to walk, he want to exercise himself. The police come up to the girl, tell the girl, go outside, call the girl, handle the girl. More the girl telling him, my brother, respect me, behave yourself. You call in CID, and a whole truck load come and arrest the girl and bring the girl. And I tell him, so much people there, and the police wrong. So I tell him, the security young lady, tell the CID, the police wrong. Naturally, I understand with her. She says she working for Domlet and she can't talk because she lose her job. And she's doing a fantastic job, Josie, the Rasta young lady. When the elderly people and them come, she would bring them inside, make them sit down, take their bill and pay for them. The police should be put on punishment. Half pay, because he had no respect for the lady. The lady didn't kill a truckload of police coming, and they said, and Matt, I just want to tell Dominican, it has two Marlins that call in the radio. I said my request, I'm not on top show, so know who are you talking on road. Marlin go off with a boom, which is me. Marlin number two go off. Is see you good morning or good night. So respect me when all you see me on the road. Don't attack me and say I attacking that person and I attacking that person. Marlene is a labor right. I'm proud to say it, Marlene, that I'm living around Mr. Austri area. I forget the name of the place. Everybody, when she talk, I am a loud person. Marlene is a soft person. And people meeting me and telling me, I attack in Lennox. Why should I attack Lennox? I never attack Lennox on your radio or say anything, Matt. And I tell in Dominican, I speak my mind out. I'm not there to attack government. If my mirror tell me the Prime Minister will be president, Prince will be Prime Minister, there's nothing but attack. I don't attack people. I respect people, right? So don't say I attacking people and I'm fun. And I telling Miss Lucille, Peter Prosper will come and collect you either Friday or Saturday to bring you by Davo. So he will call you. Matt, thank you.
All right, Marlon. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Full of energy this morning. Marlon. I call her my girl Lollipop, you know? Whether she's a liberal, right? You can't help but love her, right? She could be any party she chooses to be. In any party. That's your personal choice.
Grand promotions at Mega Deals from December to the 5th of January. Spend $350 or more and get a chance to win a kitchen set package. Draw will be on December 31st. Men's tees and shorts, 15% off. Men's jeans, $100. Buy one pair of men's dress shoes and get 20% off on the second. $75 off on tools less than $900. Tools above $900 get $120 off. Sunglasses, $15. 15% off on all women's clothing. Women's shoes, clearance sale, 15% off. New stock in store, get 10% off only at Mega Deals.
Yes, son?
Yes, love?
It's Christmas time. You promised to make it fun this year.
Oh, that's easy. We'll make it fun with $10,000 from Central Cooperative Credit Union.
Low monthly payment. Very low interest rate per month. Make no payments till January 2022.
Serious, babes? That's a Merry Christmas deal.
Oh, yes. $10,000 will complete our Christmas wish list with Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Make it Merry Christmas loan. And we will have a chance to win $500 Laja Shesh.
All right, son. We'll make your Christmas wish come true this season with a Make It Merry loan.
Thank you, Mommy and Daddy.
Visit the Goodwill or Portsmouth branch today or call 448-2261. Our loans officers are waiting to assist you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Promotion runs from now till December 20th, 2021.
Terms and conditions apply.
Of course, we will tell you about an announcement made in recent times there by the Prime Minister to reduce the cost of living. It was just brought to my attention that he did say on one of his Anupali programs that he would be addressing that concern. We'll talk to that in a minute. But we're going over to Point Michelle. A lot of people there in that community has been, you know, been voicing their concern the lack of a nurse, a village nurse. In that area, of course, Carlisle John Baptist has been following that story. He's on the line with me. Carlisle, what are you hearing? What's on the ground there?
Matt, morning to you. Morning to your many listeners.
Morning to you. Morning.
I'm a bit disturbed, and Point Michelle people, we are also disturbed. We have a district nurse, Matt, and the district nurse is sitting at the stadium cutting red armbands for people after their quarantine and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what the district nurse is doing. So I was not feeling well yesterday, and so I was trying to get the district nurse. Anyway, I was able to get the doctor, and only to find out that the doctor says to me, but wait a while now, you have a district nurse. You ought to have gone to the district nurse. And that is when I'm hearing that the district nurse is in the area. The supervisor of the district nurse removed the district nurse from Point Michelle. And the Point Michelle Health Center is closed, has been closed for a while, and people are suffering. People are suffering as a result of that. So I'm asking the authorities, why is the Point Michelle Health Center closed? Why is the district nurse that they are paying a salary to be district nurse? What is she doing sitting at the stadium just to cut armbands? And somebody can do that easily.
I've been getting some reports there. As a matter of fact, I'm reading one right now that, you know, I'm due for a pap smear. And because we don't have a nurse, I can't do anything. What can I do? What can I do? Where can I get it done? What somebody's telling me right now, I'll just speak. Due for a pap smear. But because there's no nurse in that community, you know, I can't get it done. Or where, asking the question, where can I get it done? Maybe the health authorities can speak to that, Carla. But it's a serious concern.
But it is serious, Matt. Why don't we have, why is the district nurse, you know, sitting down there?
And you're saying that it has been reported that she's cutting ribbons at the...
Cutting ribbons, the job of the district nurse, Matt, is to cut ribbons. I mean, really, to cut ribbons. I mean, whoa, what is really happening? Why can't we have our district nurse do work? And it is really, really sad, and I'm hoping that after coming out public with that, they can fix that up. The whoever it is, please send our district nurse, whoever it is, back to Point Michelle. We have a health center. We have a proper health center in the community.
And has been active for a number of years.
That is correct, Matt. And you live right next to the health center. You can attest to that.
Right.
The health center has been closed for a long time. And my understanding is that now and again, someone would come to just take care of you know, little incidents and so on. But people like my mother, who is way in her 70s, whenever she has to go there to do, you know, her checkups, et cetera, she cannot see the nurse. And so not even the doctor, because from my understanding, they have to go to Tong or whatever it is to see a doctor. Why is this happening? This is weird. This is weird. I mean, I don't know how to put that, because this is just...
Well, I'm happy you brought it up, Carla. So maybe the health authorities are listening, and, you know, this nurse could be back in her, you know, her job, her substantive job, and things can be done.
But she needs to get back to Point Michelle, where she's most needed. She's not needed to cut ribbons. They can call me, I'll cut the ribbons for the people.
Carla Joe Baptist, thank you very much. 9:17. Somebody's reporting that primary health care is collapsing. But we have so many health centers going all around, up all around the place. You know, I've always been told that healthcare is not buildings, you know. You have to have the staff to ensure that the work is done, the qualified staff to ensure that the work is done. Healthcare is not buildings going on around the place. Dominica, many years ago, had the top primary healthcare system. Go back to the telephone here. It's the 919. Uh-huh. Caller.
Matt, a message I want to pass there. Please.
Pass the message quickly,
yes,
ma'am.
Yes, please. Thank you. God bless you. And good morning to Burton's in Kennedy Avenue. I call you all 20 times, but it seems your phone have a problem. To check Marlene number 1007, boom, at 10 o'clock. I'll be waiting for you all, or call me, please. Matt, thank you. God bless you, my darling.
God bless you too, Marlene. God bless you too. On the telephone, yes, taking more phone calls. Are you there?
Matt, good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
Matt, I observed something happening in St. Joseph lately.
What is that?
Matt, there are some people in St. Joseph that have been sucking St. Joseph from things in the days of the Freedom Party. These people know acting labor rights. And these people keep sucking the blood of St. Joseph. Now they have a committee where they put in pressure on the parliament representative of St. Joseph to stand down. Matt, and all what they're doing, they're putting pressure on the lady for her to stand on. Now, Matt, there's an ex-police officer. His whole family is Seventh Adventist. He raised up in Seventh Adventist Church. All I'm trying to know, every Sunday in St. Joseph's Catholic Church, he even end up now making barbecue chicken and giving to St. Joseph's people. All of a sudden, and I understand he is the one that might replace if the parliament representative stand down. Matt, I warning them, Matt, we're not going to have no by-election in St. Joseph without our voters' ID card on our voters' list is current. Matt, it will not have a by-election in St. Joseph. I warning them, I will be the one taking that lead. St. Joseph will not have a by-election. They can do what they want. They can give who they want chicken. They can give. They can come where they want. It will not have a by-election. So if the representative know what is good, she better don't stand on. Make your 5 years because if they not put you there, let them take what they're taking. Thank you.
The healthcare providers are now at breaking points. If not addressed, now, it will collapse. Speak to the nurses and doctors and ward aides. And there are a lot of pressure there. Oh, you in Miami listening to me at this time? Huh? Taking some heat or taking some cold? God bless you. Hello, talk to me.
Margaret, I just want to ask a question.
Uh-huh.
That $64,000 mansion that is at Mon Daniel, where Scaris is living, didn't Scaris say that house belonged to Montreal Management?
Did he say Montreal Management? I don't know if he said
to
that.
And to Miss Anthony Hayden, what some other, I think something with Anthony Hayden, the house belonged to. The house not government house. Why is government vehicle being used to transport certain materials up there, like lamp poles and all this kind of thing to do work in that area by that building, man? I would really want to know, because maybe they need the truck in certain areas to do certain work, and the truck is being used to carry lamp poles up by that area. But a lot of money understood has been spent in that area to do underground electrical work. All the time we have electrical problem. Understood is up there that causing that, Matt. Heavy electrical work going on up there. I don't know what's going on up there, Matt. Matt, you're a reporter and journalist, Matt. Trying to investigate that what is going on in Mon Daniel now by the house you're scared with living there, Matt. Have a blessed morning.
Have a blessed morning, Blue Blue. Have a blessed morning. There's so many things to investigate. So many things we can do it maybe one or two at a time, but we'll try our very best, Blue Blue, as to what may be going on there in Mont Daniel, re-electricity and the outages. Let's listen to the Prime Minister. Just 2 weeks ago, I think he said, he made an announcement that, he will be taking steps to reduce the cost of living. Have we seen anything of that happening? He said he would be announcing new measures at the Customs Department. To the day, we have not heard one word from the Prime Minister. So let's listen to him, making that announcement in Anu Palais some time ago.
I've also taken note of the concerns of the public, and I believe at some point I will engage the stakeholders and the general public on this. It has to do with the cost of living and the cost of items on the shelves. This is an action that I am hoping to announce this week, God's willing, which I believe and I'm hoping will help in reducing the cost of the customs. for folks. I've also asked to ask the financial secretary to look at, as this is now, we go about determining what you pay the customs in a compounded manner. Let's look at the alternative method and to see which one would help, ease the impact. But at the same token too, I believe people have to appreciate that the government has to get revenue somewhere. And where do we get the revenue from?
All right, Dominica, you heard your prime minister saying that, he'll take some measures to reduce the cost of living in Dominica. 9:25 is the morning time. Hello, talk to me, yes?
My brother, Matt, good morning to you.
My brother, good morning.
How are you doing, Matt? Good. And to your listeners.
Hanging in there.
Matt, I heard you and your countryman, your village man, Kalai, talking about your constituency.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the same constituency I listen to my good friend, Curtis Matthew, reporting in the newscast in the news this morning, and where Shaki Odi, parliamentary representative, outlined a number of projects for the entire constituency, and along that, housing is top of that list. So how is it that we, this morning there now on your program, I am hearing that we have a serious health crisis in that constituency under a parliamentary representative and a government that own that constituency, that representing that constituency for more than 22 years later, our health, which is life and liberty and wealth, is in that crisis. Let me go over to St. Joe Matt now. Matt, let me big up that gentleman. I don't know his voice, but that voice is so fresh and brand new and hot and good. Matt, in St. Joseph, Matt, I mean, if you know you don't have use for somebody, don't take them home in their daily life, in their daily routine. Bring them into a campaign. Bring them into the arena. And before the 5 years, they're not sick. Nothing is happening to them. And you want that person to step aside to bring in somebody else, Matt? I mean, come on, why do we have to keep ridiculing and disrespecting our people like that in this country? Matt, irrespective of which side you're on, but I will never, ever accept those kind of things in politics, Matt. That is just wickedness, stupid politics, all kind of... You could just tell that those guys are breaking it up their sleeve and people fighting against people for those positions. It's a battle that they and they just want to swim in the water and to hell with Dominica and Dominica. Thank you for the opportunity, man.
All right, thank you. Oneness is reporting to me this morning, man. I just want to let you know. That government is running the nurses. No empathy and fairness in the nursing profession. And that's a nurse reporting to me this morning. I think there's a further announcement there, a further announcement as it relates to barrels in recent times.
Somebody's asking about the $10 barrels this Christmas. We have not finalized the decision on it. There's still an argument, I believe, on this. Sometimes, you put an initiative in place and it people use it the wrong way, there's always some challenges in terms of how it's rolled out. So there's some issues, sometimes, people put, they have 10 barrels and they put it on 10 different good names, and when you do that, now it affects the economy. It affects the small businesses, it affects job creation in our country. So everything has its pros and cons, and so we're weighing it this year and we'll determine a final position on this. There's a question on Facebook.
So that's the position there. The Prime Minister is still thinking about it. Remember the famous saying of Pierre Charles in his days? We've heard about it. I know everybody's trying to get in. It's a very difficult line to get in this morning. As usual, let's try this voice note. If you can't get in, try a voice note. That might work.
Matt, good morning. But anytime you hear Skerrit saying, I'm like that, Skerrit lying. This is not just another one of Skerrit corn-throwing exercises for his plucked feathered chickens. And if Dominicans want to believe Skerrit, that is them. The only person the cost of living is going to go down for, and it has always been down for, is Skerrit. I wouldn't be surprised if government pays if they for all Skerrit groceries that goes into his house. Because Skerrit don't intend to pay for anything. Skerrit expects to live off Dominicans, Dominican money, and everything Dominica. And until Dominicans agree to stand up and say, look, I cannot take it. I'm not making it. My back is against the wall. And so my only option is to push back. The cost of living is going to go up. Thank God there are other islands in the Caribbean that use the EC dollar, or else inflation would have killed us. We would have had to use a wheelbarrow to buy a Coke in Dominica. Because I don't see Dominicans getting anything better from Skerrit, not in 2022, not in 2023. As long as Skerrit is on the throne called Dominica, we are doomed.
Mommy, Daddy.
Yes, son?
Yes, love?
It's Christmas time. You promised to make it fun this year.
Oh, that's easy. We'll make it fun with $10,000 from Central Cooperative Credit Union.
Low monthly payment. Very low interest rate per month. Make no payments till January 2022.
Serious, babes? That's a Merry Christmas deal.
Oh, yes. $10,000 will complete our Christmas wish list with Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited. Make it Merry Christmas loan. And we will have a chance to win $500 Laja Shesh.
All right, son. We'll make your Christmas wish come true this season with a Make It Merry loan.
Thank you, Mommy and Daddy.
Visit the Goodwill or Portsmouth branch today or call 448-2261. Our loans officers are waiting to assist you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Promotion runs from now till December 20th, 2021.
Terms and conditions apply.
All right, somebody's reporting to me again. Another nurse said that nurses in the hospital are not getting insurance or allowance for COVID-19. So when 75% of nurses left, so district nurses have to go for work in the COVID center. We only have 70 nurses on the island. We'll have to follow that up, huh? A number of nurses have left. I know personal friends who are nurses who have left. And they're doing well for themselves on the other side. I plan to do, and of course I've asked them to have an interview with the CEO of the hospital sometime. So let's hope that works out. Somebody saying, Matt, the caller who spoke about the St. Joseph situation is correct about no by-election in St. Joseph. Wherever the Labour Party is not absolutely confident about winning, they will not run a by-election. They win in St. Joseph, on the whole importation of illegal voters. The illegal voters are strategically placed in an area like St. Joseph. They can't do such in a by-election. Notice that the previous Grand Four representative was incapacitated for 3.5 years. Miss Parliament and the DLP government refused to call a by-election. When Spranks and Edison James missed 3 parliament sittings, the DLP ordered a by-election. Go figure. St. Joseph by-election is never going to happen. Because according to that text message, you need the overseas votes to win in St. Joseph. With the COVID-19 situation, this is a no. According to that report. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Good morning, bro. How are you doing,
sir?
Not bad. How is mommy and daddy? I guess they're okay, right?
Everybody's doing good.
Let's get back to a little bit of political history here on your radio.
Okay.
In 1992, 93, somewhere about, the late, great Mary Eugenia Charles Dame made that statement to the effect that cost of living, when we reported it was too high, her statement was, if you go to that shop and you see the cost of that particular commodity, you go to another shop and the very same commodity happens to be at a lower price, you buy it at a lower price. You remember that? I guess if you didn't hear it yourself, somebody must have told you. And from since that, I have been asking for what you call consumer protection laws.
I've heard you many times about that.
Good. Now, our brother up there at the Ministry of Trade, Marston Walters, that is his name, right? Marston Walters came up with a little thing that his idea was to try to implement that situation to go to Parliament for consumer protection laws. That's one we need on the island tremendously. Even our local person in the private sector, their price are high. For example, there's an area who sells sand and stone. They brought up the cost of sand and stone not too long ago without the permission of the government. So everybody brings up their prices without the permission of the Ministry of Trade. And I would want to suggest, according to the law, that shouldn't happen. We're just taking that. So I am suggesting, Brother Walters, get going. We need consumer protection laws on the island to protect the business person and also the consumer. Well, all the best of the season to you. God bless you. Have a good day.
My friend, I need you to report because I've been hearing around the place. Are you there, Mr. Packett?
I'm listening to you. I know what you're hearing.
I'm hearing that you're no longer on the nation station. Is something wrong? Won't we get to hear your voice?
I withdrew my service. And we will talk about that when we meet personally. You know my number. Give me a call.
All right, my brother.
God bless you.
The duel of the attitude. Withdrawing his services from the nation station. As to why, I can't tell you, but this has been, a lot of people have been talking about that as well. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Hello, good morning, Matt. My name is Eustace Marshall. How are you doing this morning, Matt? Hope all is blessed with you.
Eustace Marshall, long time. Everything good?
Yeah, super, Matt. Super, super, super. I'll be in to work from 1 o'clock this afternoon, so I'm blessed. I'm really, right. Really blessed.
Happy to
Matt,
hear
I just want to comment on the sensitive situation.
Okay.
Matt, before election, I asked this young lady, who is Dr. King, I asked her not to take part in those guys and their activities. And I hope Vince is okay. I hope Calva is okay. And I hope she herself is okay, Matt. Matt, these people from where they come from, their humble beginnings, Matt, they have no right to be part of the association that they are in right now. No part, Matt, from how I know these people, how they grew up, from where they grew up, how humble their parents were, how humble their families were. Matt, these three, the two past representatives and this young lady, Matt, they should never be part
of that association that they are part of, Matt. I called on them before the last election. I asked them to disconnect themselves with this type of people. Because, Matt, they will not get the results that they would like to get. They may get some results, and it might be financial or otherwise. But in terms of a human, social, good, productive results, they will not get it from that core of people that they associate themselves with. I know this past two representatives. I know this young lady, and Matt, their heart is not of that type of thing. Really, they're into it, and I feel sorry in some ways, Matt. But Matt, I know they can do better. I know they mean well, but it's just when you get caught into certain situations that you end up just living with it. But Matt, Dominicans, please, Dominicans, stand up, civil servants. Forget the day-to-day bread and make up your mind to fight for the years to come bread. Because Dominica, Matt, I know how hard it is in Dominica. Because, Matt, I have children in Dominica. And, Matt, I know how hard it is in Dominica. I used to smash them. And I do not have one child or two. I have many children in Dominica, Matt. And I know how hard it is. Matt, God bless you. God bless Dominicans. Dominicans, I love you guys. Please reject this type of governance. It's not helping us. It's destroying us. It's destroying us. It's destroying us. May God be with these fellas. May God be with these fellas. May God be with these fellas, Matt. Bye-bye, Matt.
Thank you, my brother. Have a safe day. Thank you. Season's great to see you.
The Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, MCCU, provides you with a financial rescue this Christmas. Get a loan and check your wish list. Christmas shopping, check. House renovations, check. New cell phone and appliances, check, check. And a gift for your loved one, check. This Christmas, you have every reason to visit the MCCU for a little financial rescue. Borrow up to $7,500 with no down payment. You will enjoy repaying your loan because of the friendly installments with up to 36 months payback period, and you pay nothing until February 2022. Plus, one lucky member can get a chance to win a shopping voucher valued at $200. This holiday season will be one to remember with the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, the beacon of hope and savings in the Northeast.
Ho, 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 ho. This Christmas, we celebrate with friends and family with our festive feast for only $45. You get 6 pieces of chicken, 4 wings, hot or barbecue, 2 regular fries, 2 regular drinks, and 2 biscuits. Ho, ho, ho. There are tons of prizes to be won. A $500 cash prize, a Samsung smartwatch, $500 shopping voucher, an Oculus VR, a Samsung handset, a Samsung Smart 65-inch TV, and a barbecue grill. It's festive here at KFC. It's good.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's the time for giving, and we're sharing the joy of Christmas with you. Have a Thanksgiving Christmas with us. Get a chance to win shopping vouchers with every purchase of $100 or more spent at Fresh Market and Best Price. Check out our Facebook pages for more chances to win. Promotion ends December 23rd. Terms and conditions apply. Happy holidays from Fresh Market and Best Price.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The generous sponsors behind the great prizes and awards are Republic Bank, AC Shillingford, ACS, Digicel, ISA Trading, Q95, M. Lajan Mobile Wallet, Val Ferry, We Forward Freight Forwarders and DPEX, Mega Deals in Calabishi, Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited, Jungle Bay Resort and Spa, Jolly's Pharmacy, The Glam, and Marie Pascal Music. The semifinals are over. 3 made it to the top. The finals are here. Who will make it to be among the top 3 finalists on Saturday, 18th December? Your guess is as good as mine. Stars have been born. Stars are rising. Stars will shine. All of the big prizes and awards will be delivered in a special ceremony on Wednesday, 22nd December from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. live on Q95, the big station, for the first annual QTS Christmas Song Competition 2021. QTS is back, and it's big. Get ready for QTS 2022, only on Q95, the big station.
You are the reason, the difference is you. What do you see? Head high, you make it definitely. What do you know? Life's telling you where you should go. What keeps you going? You're the someone you can believe in. Your dreams take flight, get ready to go.
We're the one for you.
And many of them were on the front line, and many of them were also on the back lines. In this regard, my government has determined that all civil servants on the islands of St. Kitts and Nevis will, before Christmas 2021, receive a double salary payment.
QTS is back, and it's big. Unstoppable, amazing singing talents of Dominica's resilient youth at home and abroad. The first annual QTS Christmas Song Competition 2021, live on Q95, the big station. 24 came down to 18 for the semifinals on Saturday, 11th December. 18 came down to 13 to compete in the finals this Saturday, 18th December, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., singing Christmas or spiritual songs, any genre, any style, live on Q95, the big station. The generous sponsors behind the great prizes and awards are Republic Bank, AC Shillingford, ACS, Digicel, ISA Trading, Q95, M. Lajan Mobile Wallet, Val Ferry, We Forward Freight Forwarders and Depex, Mega Deals in Calabishi, Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited, Jungle Bay Resort and Spa, Jolly's Pharmacy, The Glam, and Marie Pascal Music. The semifinals are over. Three made it to the top. The finals are here. Who will make it to be among the top three finalists on Saturday, 18th December? Your guess is as good as mine. Stars have been born. Stars are rising. Stars will shine. All of the big prizes and awards will be delivered in a special ceremony on Wednesday, 22nd December from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Live on Q95, the big station, for the first annual QTS Christmas Song Competition 2021. QTS is back, and it's big. Get ready for QTS 2022, only on Q95, the big station.
It's 9:48. Take a few phone calls and we'll wrap it up here before our next stop. Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you. Morning.
Matt, without mentioning names, when you have a narcissist as the leader of your country, you're going to have these kinds of problems because the psychology of a narcissist is that everything is about him. It's not about the people. And in a democracy, you cannot have such a leader. It will not be successful if you have such a leader. Because it has to be about the people. Only thing that is doing well in Dominica are the companies that are coming in and cutting deals. And the Dominicans themselves do not have jobs. The Chinese are not employing Dominicans. Renault is hardly employing Dominicans. All the companies that come in are not employing Dominicans. But the Prime Minister seems to be doing very well with that. he asked the question, how will the country get revenue? Well, we have the CBI program, and the CBI program, the money brought in by the CBI program, is not even under the control of Parliament. It is under the control of the Minister of Finance slash Prime Minister. So he is swinging his deals. He's got his palace. He built his palace, and he's developing his palace. We don't even know who owns that palace. He might tell us one thing, but we know his record of truth or lack thereof. So it's all about the guy at the top and the people at the dung are quiet. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. It's Christmas. Stick around, Dominica. Stick around. Stick around. Stick around. Stick around. Stick around. Stick around.
Helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow.
Our next up, Universal Elegant.
They know that Santa Claus is on his way. He's bringing
hell vibes later.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from
one. You wanna join us at 1 o'clock?
Although
remember in recent times,
many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Some
Merry Christmas.
Qualified engineers spoke about. Right here on Q on the Global View. And some government minister may have offered a deal under the table. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock. You might find out who that is, huh? Mr. Anthony Libla will be in the house.
O'er the hills we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
www.buymuslims.com.
No standing in line, no wasting your time.
Buymuslims.com.
Just order online, everything will be fine.
Buymuslims.com.
As soon as you click, you'll be getting it quick.
Buymuslims.com.
It's like having the entire store at your fingertips.
www.buymuslims.com.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress?
What do you mean, where? Girl Muslim store.
Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my dear?
No, girl, the Muslim store have a wide variety of beautiful, luxurious, and affordable jewelry. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings in gold, silver, and even gold field. Plus, there's a 35% discount on all jewelry.
All that then.
Girl, hurry up, they're closing 4:30.
Visit us today on 18 Old Street, Roseau. Muslim store, locally born, locally grown.
We have the ladies representing the Muslim store this morning, smiling all the way to the bank. Tell us what is going on there at the Muslim store this morning, Karen.
Hi, good morning.
And associate.
Yes, this is so true. Right. But first, let me start by saying good morning to you, Matt. Good morning to you, Shalika. Good morning to Dominica, the Eastern Caribbean, and those via the internet. To all the villages of Jordan and Eggleston, just want to say good morning to you all. And today we are here to talk about all the wonderful deals going on at the Muslim store. Good morning to you, Shalika.
From today, we are bringing back the Black Friday deals. And as we speak, it's going down at the Muslim store. And we are starting off the day at our appliances store, where we have a Panasonic TV that's a 55-inch Smart 3D.
You say a 55?
55-inch Smart 3D HD TV. You know, man, how some people say that they eat buffet style? Well, with this TV, you can watch theater style at the leisure of your own.
Okay.
Yes. It also has inputs such as HDMIs, SD card, optical audio out, coaxial, USB, and these are just some of the features. Now, this Panasonic TV was $2,520 and is now just $1,999.99. This is what we
have for you. Yes. Yes, Matt, this is so true. And as she said, we are just bringing back a few of our Black Friday deals. So the TV, the 55-inch Panasonic that was $2,520 is now slashed down to $1,999.99. I mean, what more can you get these great deals only at the Muslim store?
Let's find out, let's find out more. Can you just bring that microphone a little closer to her? I need to hear. I'm not hearing her for a little while. Okay, just rest it right there, and then okay, speak directly to it. Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
You're very well.
All right, very well. That's great.
Okay.
No, I'm feeling very well.
Okay.
No, back to the appliance store for the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Panasonic stereo system, as I was saying, and this comes with features such as Bluetooth, CD, radio, AM, and FM,
mm-hmm.
and flash drive. Now, get the stereo to enjoy the season. You can listen to the songs of the season. Not only with your headphones at the Muslims, but now you can have that stereo system to listen to the songs of the season even louder when you get this Panasonic radio system. Now, the cash price was $1,400, then you get a 10% off to $1,099, then you get a special. See what we did there?
Mm-hmm.
After you get a discount from the original price, you get a special. Are you feeling special? Because I'm feeling special. Karen, how special are you feeling right now?
Very special.
Very special.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Ah,
right. And that special is $899.99. You cannot go wrong with that.
A little expression.
I know, right? Mm. Now, this Panasonic TV and Panasonic radio system is VAT included. Now, we are going down to our homes department where we have great deals on our mattresses. That's single, twin, double, queen, and king. Queen and king. So all the lovely queens and kings out there in Dominica, come get yourself a queen and king mattress. Karen, I think you should get yourself a queen mattress.
I think, really?
Yes.
Okay, I'll consider.
I thought you had a king.
Wow, okay.
Yes, you can get yourself a king. We also have cribs for the babies and beds. Now, down at our engineering department, we have 40% off on pumps, that's water pumps, 15% off on rims for your Honda CRVs, Mark X's, HRVs, Hiace buses, and Tacomas. All these is 15% off on the rims, so the men, you can look good and feel good in your vehicles with your good rims at the engineering department of the Muslim store.
Wow. Yes. Matt, I must say she's doing a great job, right?
She was sitting there for 2 weeks saying nothing.
I know, right? And then she just came out today. But it's wonderful. It's great. Yes. And we just want to remind all our listeners that as Shalika said, that our sale is still going on at the Muslim store. We are still having a kind of Black Friday sale going on at our appliance department, our homes department, and also our engineering department. So we just want to remind our listeners that if you're looking for the best products at the best prices, the best place to shop is at the Muslim store. And as the week goes by, we will be giving bigger discounts, and we will be telling you of the times we will be staying, you know, open, just to accommodate our customers. You know, we know that we can't have too many persons in at one time, you know, so we have to limit. So we will be extending our hours, I think, sometime next week. But what you have to do is just stay tuned to Matt in the morning with the Muslim store program, and we will update you on all these times and great prices going on at the Muslim store. And in our engineering department, we just don't sell tires and rims, we sell air fresheners as well. So if you're looking for the best car air fresheners, the best place to go is at our engineering department. And if you're looking for accessories for your vehicles, it's also available at our engineering department. And in our homes department, my favorite, we have so many beautiful things for your home. And we know that it's the Christmas season, you know, we want our homes to feel like Christmas. And if you're looking for curtains, you're looking for rugs, sofas, beautiful decorations for your walls, all these are available at the Muslim store. And remember that we also sell candles as well. So if you're looking for beautiful candles, it's also available at our homes department. And in our appliance department, we have so many things that you can purchase for gift items. If you're looking for gift items for men, we have this in our watch department, where you will get a 20% discount. So we have our watch set that comes with a watch, a pin, a tie pin, and also maybe a tie. Or we have different gifts for men and women available at our appliance department, in our watch department. So it's all about, you know, the season to remember, the season to give back to your loved ones, and just a joyous season.
The lady sounded like two dynamites this morning, huh? I'll come back for the final comments when we come back at the Muslim store.
www.findmuslims.com.
No standing in line, no wasting your time.
Findmuslims.com.
Just order online, everything will be fine.
Findmuslims.com.
As soon as you click, you'll be getting it quick.
Findmuslims.com.
It's like having the entire store at your fingertips.
www.findmuslims.com.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress?
What do you mean, where? Girl, Muslim store.
Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl?
No, girl, the Muslim store have a wide variety of beautiful, luxurious, and affordable jewelry. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings in gold, silver, and even gold filled. Plus, there's a 35% discount on all jewelry.
All that then.
Girl, hurry up, they're closing 4:30.
Visit us today on 18 Old Street, Roseau. Muslim store, locally born, locally grown.
Let's wrap it up here with the Muslim store.
Okay, so now just to refresh your memories, you know, keep in mind that at the Muslim store right now, happening today, from today, we have at our appliances store a Panasonic TV and a Panasonic stereo system. At our homes department, we have mattresses and beds for you all this season and more. And at our engineering department, we have water pumps, rims, and so much more.
Matt, you did a great job, right?
She did a great job. She did a great job.
It's like I should not be with her next week. I think she can come on her own next week.
You still have to sit by her and just, you know?
Yeah, she did a good
job. Pamper her a bit.
Yeah.
But she did a good job.
Yeah, she
Thank
did.
You. I'm sure she would like you to come back with her.
Yeah, I
think so. Of course.
Yes, Matt. So we just want to remind all our listeners that we have great deals going on at the Muslim store, in our appliance departments, our home departments, and also our engineering department. Matt, I think we will be having you sometime next week, I think for a few days.
Okay.
We'll be with Matt in the morning. So we just want to remind all our listeners to stay tuned to Matt in the morning, and we will give you the time. There might be a change in time, so we'll inform you. And we just want to remind our listeners as well that we also have our different purchase plans, like our higher purchase plans, our 21-day plan, where no one on the island has it, only at the Muslim store, and also our layaway plans. We just want to wish everyone a happy and productive day, and just keep safe out there. Remember that COVID is out there.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you sometime.
Okay, Matt, have a great day.
Before we go, I mean, I know your name, Karen, but the many listeners who will continue to listen to this young lady don't know her name. Can we know her name?
Oh, her name.
Yes, her name.
Okay. Oh, yes, my name is Shalika.
Shalika.
Yes. Shalika what? Shalika Vidal from Salisbury.
And I'm Karen Richards from Jordale.
We'll talk to you.
Okay, Matt, have a great day.
Season greetings. Thank
you. Thank
you.
Bye.
Shalika Vida, all the way from Bowie. Next day, Health Vibes on Charlie's Pharmacy. We're still keeping you in the holiday moods, bringing some greatest holiday classics from Kenny G in the morning. This is Q95. I'll see you around. Let me say good morning, always the bus drivers, always listening. And the many passengers, the north, the south, the east, and the west, wherever you're listening to Q on Facebook, good morning to you. Had a lot of Facebook listeners all over the world. Locked on the big station Q95. And the finalists, don't forget, you have a coming with your recordings here at Q95. Your final day is tomorrow. So again, just the finalists, an announcement for you here. Ashanti Arlene, Amanda Nicholas, Abigail Telemach, Camille Rose, Desmond Clark, John Joseph, Kitwani Joseph, or Kitwana Joseph, Elena Alana Teets, Liana Henderson, Rogerson Jeremy, Shamika Sarando, Shiana Sylvester, Ulysia John Baptist. You have been asked to take in your recordings with music accompaniment to the studios today or tomorrow for the latest. This information is for all the 13 finalists making through the finals this Saturday. Stick around, of course, we have Jolly's Health Vibes next here.